The greatest deal of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 411, titled The Greatest Deal of All Time. Beloved, I am here to remind you, or to tell you for the first time, that the Bible says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, sinners like you and me. The deal, heaven or hell, which one for you? God gives every man the following choice: for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The negative aspects of the deal. Number one, the Bible states in Ecclesiastes 7:20 that you are a sinner, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Number two, the price of sin is to be separated from God and to spend all eternity in hell. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The Bible states in Revelation 20:14-15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The positive aspects of the deal. Number one, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has paid the penalty for your sin. The Holy Bible says in Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood is no remission. That is, no remission of sins. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible states in Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Number two, salvation is a gift and cannot be earned or bought. The Bible states in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Here are the terms of the deal. Number one, the Bible says in Acts 16:30-31, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. The Holy Bible states in John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Number two, are you willing to accept God's deal? If you are, admit to God that you are a guilty sinner and that you desire to be delivered from your sinful condition. The Bible states in Luke 13:3, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Number three, God gives you this promise in Romans 10:9-10, or 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, dear friend, if you want to be saved from the wrath to come, and from an eternity in hell, and if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day from the dead, and you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven when you die, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer, and mean it from your heart. Repeat it after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your 10 commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day from the dead. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old sinful life and from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have, that is how the old hymn goes, if you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, please visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The tract this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at fellowshiptractleague.org. Dear friend.